it's quite a strange feeling here because the world has paid all this attention to the country. People dismiss often some of the news that's coming in about a looming invasion, and it's something that they've learned to live with for so long. But underneath, once you scratch the surface, people open up and you see there really is a genuine concern. The question that everybody is asking is, will Russia invade? My name is Niels Adler, and I'm a freelance journalist for Al Jazeera in Ukraine. And between us, I move from cautious optimism to extreme pessimism on whether Russia will invade Ukraine. I think what's important to remember about this conflict is it didn't begin as conventional warfare. The Ukrainian army was in a terrible state in 2014 when the conflict began. And so it was volunteers, people who had no experience of fighting before and had to just pick up a weapon and learn how to fight. The soldiers fighting right now, this trench warfare, it's not the modern age warfare we imagine with drones and high-tech gadgets. This is just soldiers dug into a trench and they're just fighting, facing sniper fire and artillery fire. I spoke to a soldier, Volodymyr. This was a tough guy, a tough soldier. He began slowly opening up, talking a little bit more about tactics and warfare. But slowly as we spoke, I discovered he had suffered this traumatic brain injury twice. He started to admit that maybe there was a mental health aspect to this. I said, what do you do with all these feelings? And then he just pointed at his chest and said, I hold it all in here. I tried to get in contact with him again, but I was told he's not in a good place. He's really struggling to adapt. Another forgotten aspect about this conflict is the children in Popasna. There was a young girl, she was 9 years old, called Karolina. She remembers the shelling back in 2014, taking shelter in this kind of makeshift bomb shelter that the family had created. And she is scared that it's going to happen again. As a father of three myself, when I was speaking to Karolina, I thought, this is not something children should have to be thinking about. So I visited Kharkiv, which is located precariously close to the border with Russia. Now, this is an incredibly important city for Ukraine, both economically, but also because it's a technological hub. I met one IT specialist. He was an avid motorcyclist, but when he realized that there was an increased potential for an invasion, he sold his bike and he bought a gun. And now he works with his computer, but by his side is his gun and his body armor, and he's ready to go. He says in 5 minutes, he would be ready to defend his city. Kharkiv was mentioned by Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, as a potential first target for the Russians should they invade.
Я работала обычным менеджером, но сейчас я решила, что нужно все-таки защитить нашу страну, свой дом, свою семью.
The Ukrainian army is in a much better state than it was back in 2014 and 2015. But this is Russia we're talking about. So civilians have really taken it upon themselves to defend their city. This is not just about repelling an invasion of their city, but also keeping up a resistance movement if they were occupied. So right now, Russian troops have amassed around Ukraine's borders. The Americans are saying an invasion is imminent. The Ukrainian president has asked for calm. The soldiers I spoke to on the front line, they're just focused on the same thing, and that's the separatists on the other side in the other trenches. When they talk about the current tensions, they understand there's been an increase in tensions, but they can't afford to be distracted by this. That for them is another world. It's a world for politicians to deal with. For them, right now, it's just about the trenches. It's about the muddy slog, the everyday slog of having to fight and face these threats.